special guests, Perry Orth and Hayden Hurst. Who woke up who this morning, gentlemen?
Actually, Hayden got up first, so. Yeah, I think it was Hayden.
Does he make you breakfast?
No, no breakfast.
You guys, but you guys have been like roommates for a while. Like,
yeah, going on 2 years now, yeah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be some kind of relationship there where, you know, maybe he likes how his coffee's made or?
I think it's more of that transference stuff now. You know, he kind of knows when I'm up. We're just kind of picking up on each other.
Impressive stuff. We appreciate you coming by. Interested, especially Hayden, in what you've been going through lately coming off the combine. How do you sum up that experience? Or is it one of those things where you're still trying to process everything that you went through there?
You know, I'm still trying to process it all because, I mean, it's such a whirlwind. For about, you know, 5 days. I got there on a Tuesday. Didn't really do the field stuff until Saturday, but I mean, they put you through everything. You know, it's kind of set up to see, you know, what they can do to you, you know, what you can put up with. But like I said, it was a good experience.
Darius Guys came out last week and talked about some of the questions he got. Was there anything like that you received, or just some that we were talking about it on our program, about they ask you some of those things to kind of just see your reaction, to mm-hmm. gauge your – was there anything where you mentally – maybe you didn't give a facial expression or you didn't say anything, but mentally you thought, man, what a weird question.
Yeah, I didn't get any of those questions. I saw what Darius kind of came out and said, but me and Perry were talking about it, and I won't name the team, but one of the teams, I went into their room, and for the first 10 minutes, you sit there and you talk to a psychiatrist. You know, they kind of like pick your brain and give you all sorts of different questions – like you said, just to see how you reacted. But, yeah, it was definitely an experience.
What do you do to prep for that? What did they do? Did you have we always talk about you leave right after school and you go somewhere and you work out, and it's the physical point, you're training and working your arms or your legs or getting it. But what did your agent do maybe to prep you for the mental side of it?
He got me with a guy who used to be the general manager of the Oakland Raiders, and he preps guys for, you know, draft questions. What he used to ask guys – he has like a whole script, and he gave it to me, and we went through it, and it took about, you know, 4.5 hours. We just sat down and we went through it all, what questions do you expect, and kind of prepped some answers for, like he said, what questions he would ask.
So Tim and I have kind of discussed this, and we've kind of kicked it around, because I think Baker Mayfield versus, say, a Josh Rosen is a perfect example of this. Now that you've kind of been through that part of the process, do you look back and go, man, I can play football. You got to just turn on the film. I'm fast. I catch the football. I'm tall. I'm fairly strong. Like, do you think that maybe teams put too much into that and try and overanalyze things that are off the field instead of just looking at what you did in your college career?
You know, kind of looking back on the week, you know, I can see both sides of it. You know, when you're in it and you're going through it, you're like, man, I kind of wish this was over and we were just playing football again. But sitting back and looking back on the whole week, I can understand, you know, why teams do it, because they want to see, you know, what you're made of. You know, if you're going to crack under a few days of pressure, or if you're, you know, you're built to last.
He's Hayden Hurst joining us in studio. Perry Orth is with us as well. Now, the relationship between you two is how long have y'all known each other? Y'all are both from the Jacksonville area.
Yeah, man, it's been years. We grew up playing against each other from middle school all the way through. And football and baseball, so it didn't really matter what sport it was. And then we got a little bit closer. Actually, our girlfriends in high school were really good friends and started hanging out that way. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of really how it all started. And then, you know, when I wasn't here yet, I'd bump into him if I was ever in Tallahassee and he was down there because he was committed to play baseball there. We were in Jacksonville and we had high school mutual friends that were having a party, and that's pretty much how it all kind of started.
Which, you came to USC, Perry, you came to USC first, correct?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's radio, people. If you're not at me, nobody can see that.
Yeah.
Did you convince, because obviously, Hayden, your story is well known. You went to the Pirates organization and you were a pitcher. Did you, Perry, kind of have a role in Hayden ending up? Did you call him or did you say, man, this college is pretty cool, you might like this lifestyle?
Yeah. No, he had hit me up. You know, baseball wasn't exactly going as planned, and he hit me up, and I just told him, I was like, yeah, dude, college football's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's nothing like playing minor league baseball, getting in a car and driving around the country, playing in places and waking up the next day and driving 8 hours to play another game. So I knew he knew what it took, and honestly, I just got him in contact with Steve Spurrier Jr. at the time and said, hey, you know, there's a guy that looking to play college football. He's 6'5", can run, can catch. He can basically do everything we need with Busta leaving and only really having Jarrell back as a proven tight end, you know, we could use another guy. And honestly, it was 2 months later, he gave me a call. He's like, yeah, I'm in the school. I'll see you in 2 weeks. And I was like, all right, let's do this thing.
What was your, Hayden, what was your high school football career like? Did you, I mean, were you, obviously you were supposed to go to Florida State and play baseball, and you got drafted and you went to that organization. But we know about Perry. Perry was, you know, stud, walked around school, big-time quarterback at Charles High School. What was your high school career? What was your background in that?
Everything in high school was kind of revolved around baseball.
Really?
I played one season of high school football, and the only reason I ended up playing was my head baseball coach at the time was the quarterback coach, and he kind of convinced me one season to come out there and play, and, you know, the rest is kind
of
history.
So you only played one season of high school football?
My junior season.
Didn't even play your senior season.
No, sir.
So to put it in terms similar to Chris Silva, Chris Silva's still learning kind of the game. Do you feel like you're still learning the game of football, that your best days, obviously you're still young, but your best days have yet to come because you still have a lot to necessarily learn?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, what I've been able to do here at Carolina for the past, you know, 2 years, you know, from my sophomore season to being named, you know, first team All-SEC my junior season, I feel like I'm just tapping into what, you know, my ceiling is going to be as far as football goes.
Hayden Hurst joining us this morning along with his roommate Perry Worth. And we got a lot that we want to get into. We know you guys are busy, and Perry, it's a very strange dynamic in here. Perry is dressed to the nines, looks fantastic. He's brought his bodyguard along with him in case I give him any trouble this morning. So we're gonna keep on with you guys this morning. A lot of stuff we want to get into with you about the combine and of course your careers and coaching transition before you head off. So we'll do that. But we're gonna first catch a quick break. We'll come back. Tim, any big questions that I need? How am I doing?
Yeah, you're hanging in there. I think you made Hayden feel very uncomfortable with that last comment, which is always good. You're just basically doing what NFL teams have done, testing his reaction. I see what you're doing. We haven't even gotten into overly ridiculous, smart-sounding sports phrases, and especially off the combine, I want to know some of those. And then I want to get Perry's reaction, too, since he's a little bit more like us and kind of removed from this thing and can see some of the absurdity, I think, when you get out of it, maybe a little bit more of the forest. But he's gone from 1 year in high school football to now the number one rated tight end prospect in this year's upcoming NFL draft. Hayden Hurst, Perry Orth, more from them when we come back. It's the early game. It's 107.5 The Game. Former Gamecocks Perry Orth, Hayden Hurst, sitting in with us in the All-South Federal Credit Union studios this morning here until 8 o'clock. We appreciate your time, gentlemen. RPO has come up from several of our listeners this morning as the most ridiculous, smart-sounding sports phrase. Perry, you gave us a great definition and explanation of the RPO during the football season last year when it really kind of came to our attention for the first time. How do you feel about some of us who think it's a ridiculous, smart-sounding sports phrase?
Well, I just think it's absurd, you know. In the Super Bowl, they'd be like, oh, here comes an RPO. You know, here, handoff. Well, he had the option to throw it. See him run that route there. And be like, man, he's going down the field to block. And, you know, these guys are getting paid, you know, some of them millions of dollars to try to sound smart. And RPO, you know, anytime you can tag an acronym into anything that's not as not as complicated as it may seem, you can make yourself seem pretty smart.
Is there a way for the common person to be watching the game and go, okay, that was definitely an RPO? Because I feel like you said, some of it is just, it looks that way, and so the announcer is just like, yep, that was an RPO.
To be honest, yeah, I think there's a way. I think if you see the quarterback kind of dip down like he's really going to hand the ball off and you see the offensive line kind of pushing downfield and then he turns to throw, then you could guess. But I wouldn't expect the dumb RPO comments to stop anytime soon.
Fair enough. He's Perry Orth, Hayden Hurst with us as well. You guys roommates, we mentioned that situation, and no breakfast was made in the apartment this morning. Bill was very disappointed in that. No donuts popping up either. Hayden, after going through this NFL combine process, I know you're probably set for more workouts and more interviews here in the coming weeks leading up to the draft, and you got the pro day coming up on Tuesday, but have you had any a real, like, aha moment or wow moment with a big name in the NFL at this point in the process?
I think that all kind of started last week in Indianapolis with the formal sit-down interviews. You know, I kind of – you don't really know what room you're going to walk into. You just get a badge with your name on it, and you flip it over, and it's got your schedule for the night. And first room I walked into was with the Seattle Seahawks. And I started shaking hands, you know, introducing myself. You know, and I picked my head up and, you know, locked eyes with Pete Carroll. And that's kind of when it set in for me. And then you get going so fast in those meetings. You know, I ended up meeting John Elway, Dan Marino. Yeah, so I think it set in last week for me.
How different for you? It's a lot different, but being drafted in baseball and now what you're about to, I mean, can you rely on any of your experiences from being drafted in baseball? Or let me change that for a second. What was it like when you were drafted in baseball? Were you sitting by the phone waiting? Were you, like, say, on the golf course? Were you just out fishing? What were you doing when you got the phone call that you were being drafted?
Yeah, my first draft experience wasn't the greatest of experiences.
Okay.
You know, coming out of high school, I was pretty much, you know, All-American, everything, you know, and was told I was supposed to go in the first three rounds, signed with an agent who didn't communicate with me and my father very well, ended up pricing me out of the first round. That's why I slid to the 17th round. My dad was the one who actually negotiated my contract with the Pirates. But, I sat around watching the TV, you know, first round went, second round went, and didn't really understand what was happening. But I don't know what I'm going to be doing this time around. Probably I'll have my phone on me, but I might be out in the yard or something. I don't know if I'm going to sit and watch.
Now, has that made you change your approach, or do you feel like you have a much more experienced approach heading to the professional game because you've already done it in baseball?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, coming out of high school, you know, I was All-American, everything. And then when I got to the Pirates, you know, things didn't really pan out, you know, how I had them planned. But, you know, I kind of take those experiences and, you know, I've taken it to football. I brought it here with me to Columbia. You know, it makes me the player that I am today. You know, I don't take anything for granted. I work as hard as I possibly can because I don't know, you know, when my last down in football is going to be.
Perry, what's it like seeing Hayden getting all this love now from the NFL scouts and those big names that he was talking about?
Man, I'll tell you what, it is the most surreal thing for me, you know, because I think back, you know, wasn't but 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago that we were, you know, summer of 2015, we were hanging out, you know, going to the Olympia pool, man, and being the boys and kicking it, having a good time, and just being like, man, I hope this fall, you know, we both get an opportunity to step on the field and to see how the last few years have gone for him to go from, you know, not really playing in 2015, which was very absurd in my opinion, but then, you know, the next year, him to be a staple of our offense, and then this past year to be, you know, the top tight end in the NFL draft. It's pretty interesting.
You say it was absurd, but I want to go back. You didn't have much football experience even when you were right in 2015. Like, I get where you're coming from, because now in hindsight today, you go, okay. I mean, there's people who still look at you today and go, man, we wildly underutilized him this past year as part of a 9-4 team. And so I get where you're coming from, Perry, but, like, you look back at it, how much did you grow? What did you know that first year in 2015?
As far as football, nothing. I mean, it was pretty much just go, hey, run this route and catch this pass and try to score a touchdown. That was the length of my football knowledge.
And let me add that he still was in the top three receivers we had on that team, bar none.
So it sounds like
with zero knowledge of football.
What you guys are saying, it sounds like to me, is that coaches can make this thing overcomplicated sometimes, as opposed to making it easier for players what they should be doing. And the smart sounding stuff and the over analysis that we see from the NFL sometimes, isn't that the job? Don't you see that the job as the coaches to make it as easy and put the best players on the field and let them do what they're good at?
That's how you win football games. Plain and simple. Okay. I mean, look at the guys at Alabama. I mean, the quarterback was a freshman. The guy that caught the ball the last play of the game was a freshman. The guy running the ball at the end of the game was a freshman. You know, you don't have to make things complicated. You got to get the best players on the field that are going to help you win, and then you got to teach them what it takes or whatever the offense is to at least get them to the basic understanding and then put the ball in their hand.
So let me ask you, we've talked with you, Perry, about the change for you and how the offense went. When it was, for you, it was pretty drastic going from Steve Spurrier, who was the offense and was the mind of the offense, to then Kurt Roper and your head coach as more defensive coach. How was the change in the offense for you, Hayden, going from Spurrier to Kurt Roper? What did you see as the change?
I mean, for me, it wasn't really too complicated. Like I said, my basic understanding of football my freshman year was pretty much very elementary. I mean, I knew our route concept and our route tree, but You know, I didn't understand fronts and coverages and stuff like that. But when Coach Muschamp and Coach Roper came in here and got me with Coach Washington, really taught me the nuances of, you know, defenses and a new playbook, I really started, you know, taking my game to the next level.
I'm interested in hearing Hayden's response to some of these scout bios. I'm going to read you what we got on NFL.com coming up, Hayden, and wondering how you think about it. And then we'll get the real reaction from Perry, maybe, as we continue on this morning. They're here until 8. It's Perry Orth and Hayden Hurst in the All-South Federal Credit Union Studios. You're listening to The Early Game. It's 107.5 The Game. I wanted to get out to the Love Chevrolet phone line. Shannon wanted to talk to the gentleman today at 803-404-6100. Good morning, Shannon.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well.
I was just calling to let Hayden Hurst know I have a 10-year-old who has been playing football since he was 8, and he has watched Hayden Hurst the last 2 years, never misses a game that's on TV, and right now he's built like a lineman, so that's what he's doing, but his dream is to play like Hayden Hurst, and whatever team you get picked up by, my child is going to want the jersey and the whole nine yards, and will be forever an NFL fan of that team. So make sure you get a good one.
Well, thank you. I mean, that means a lot, you know, hearing that. I've heard a couple, you know, stories about kids in Columbia, you know, following me. And, you know, like I said, I still am trying to wrap my head around this whole, you know, NFL thing, you know, getting drafted in two sports now. But, you know, hopefully one day I'll get to meet him, and, you know, hopefully I can stay in the Southeast so y'all can follow me.
Do you have a team? The Jaguars, right? You guys, I mean, you Perry, bet. we had to bring Perry in after the Patriots game. It was sad. Yeah, I think he's still, I don't want to get into it because we're out of time. We're almost
okay.
Out of,
I'm okay, I promise.
I've already told him he could come back on Monday, and I got a feeling an hour will be devoted to the game. But so what's we were kind of talking about, what's next for you here? What do you do prepping for the next, I guess, 60 days or so, or 45 days?
You know, right now I'm just kind of working out up at the stadium, trying to get in shape for Pro Day. That's March 20th. Once I finish that, I'll be bouncing back and forth between Jacksonville and back up here. You know, whatever teams start calling for private workouts, I think I'll schedule those for up here and meet them, you know, go to dinner, go through meetings with them, and then do like a private workout. So that's up until the draft.
Do you know any quarterbacks you'll use to throw to you? I mean, I'm available.
I've got one guy in mind.
Okay. Tim's pretty good too, so I understand, yeah.
I think Perry's negotiating a finder's fee and all kinds of stuff at this point right now. That's why he wore a suit in the day. I think he's going to be the agent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I was going to devote myself as tribute, but unfortunately I'll be out of town on business, so I won't be able to make it.
Nice. Played hard to get. Well done,
sir. Yep.
Weakness, according to NFL.com and Hayden Hurst's bio in his NFL draft profile, doesn't manipulate defender often enough from breaks and stems and appears to be giving route clues to defenders at times. What do you say about that, Hayden?
You know, I try not to pay attention to all that stuff too much. You know, you're never going to please everybody. There's always going to be, you know, speculations and doubters and stuff you do. But, you know, if you have any questions about the way that I play, I just refer people to my tape.
Atta boy.
I did it for 2 years at the highest level.
I like that. That's my kind of attitude. If anybody has any questions about how I do the radio show, I just refer them to the tape.
There you go.
Yeah, take that, Bill Belichick. Hayden Hurst, Perry Orth, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us here. Really enjoyed it, and it's a good insight into the process right now. We certainly wish you all the luck in the world, Hayden, and we'll be following. I'm not 10 years old, and I don't play football, but I'll be following your career just as closely, I think, as anybody out there.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having us.